Live from RKGGF Historic Studios on this Wednesday morning, I'm Sam Spent. Glad you're with us as we're joined in studio by Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. It's Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Always good to have you here with us on these Wednesdays as we check up with everything happening with the Chamber, all the events coming up this summer, as we've got a lot to maybe check in and maybe throw on the calendar to mark down. But you had a CNN meeting this morning as well, and the meeting took place over at the fire department.
It was good. I love that we had a variety of places that we get to go all the time.
So. I know, it's exciting. That's why it's like every Wednesday I ask you, where were you guys at today?
Because
it's always somewhere different.
Always something different. So yeah, we're at the fire department. Bob Broski kind of gave us a little bit of update. They've been there over a year now at the new facility, and they really like it because it's secure. So before, you could just pretty much anybody could walk into the fire station. So this is secure. Dispatch is right there, so that's pretty handy. But something a lot of people don't know is everything that a fire department does, especially our fire department. We're small, so they kind of have to use multiple roles. So along with going out on medical calls, they have to do that. They're the regional hazmat center, and they cover 12 counties.
Oh, wow.
So anything that has to do with hazmat, they're out there doing that. They do swift water rescue. They have a team that just does that. Small confined spaces, excavation. I mean, you name it, they do it. And then still do some firefighting on the side, too.
right? You can't forget about that there. And I noticed, great location, very central to the town. It just seems just a perfect facility for
them. It really has worked out for them. Really like it there. They've got a training room that we were in today that they get to actually have trainings now. And then that's also their kind of emergency central. So if there's some big major catastrophe going on, everybody can be in that room central, both police and fire.
Nice.
And work things out. So it was nice, and we have an awesome fire department. They have what they call an ISO 3 rating. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being bad, they're a 3, which means they have their act together.
Yeah.
They do really well. They've got just great facilities, great people, and they're also involved in community. I mean, the fire department's always out there volunteering, doing things, projects, so... we're blessed and we're glad that we have them.
Chief Roski is always understanding, open, transparent about it as well. You know, being a part of the media, it's tough sometimes to get all the details from a police department or a fire department, whichever. Mm-hmm. Which obviously, full disclosure, they don't have any reason to give it to us by any means. But you're right. You know, as part of the media here in this community, the fire department does a lot to give back to this community as well. Not only do they look out, but it's good that they've got the facilities to take care of everything that they have to do. So
I feel safe here. I mean, I definitely they do a great job. So we had a first timer today. Her name was Kai, and she is from Express Employment. So she was excited to be getting experience our CNN. So that was nice. Chuck McFate, Friends of the Mansion, tomorrow at 7 p.m. has a meeting, and they open it up to the public. It's where you can learn about the mansion, how to volunteer, how to get involved, and then they always have a guest speaker. And this time it's on paranormal activity at the mansion.
Ooh, how about that? I like that.
So that'll be an interesting program, I'm sure.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's as spooky as it can potentially be. We have the Stanley Hotel up in the Rocky Mountains that I've been to a bunch of times.
Really?
And the tours, the kind of creepy tours, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. If that stuff doesn't bother you, but...
Yeah. No, they make it fun, so...
Very cool.
Candace from Brown Shoe Fit, so they just got a huge shipment in of Hey Dude shoes. So for those out there that... If you don't know what they are, let me just tell you, they're super comfortable shoes.
Is it like a summertime theme, or is it like, I figure that's like a beach shoe.
They look like a loafer to me.
Really?
But nowadays, they've got them every different type. So the fancy loafers, the casual loafers, the colorful, I mean, they've got everything.
Yeah, just comfortable living, though.
Yes, comfortable shoes. Doug Munn, Grace Fellowship. Today is Lenten lunch at First Baptist Church at 12 o'clock. Everyone is invited. Griff Walker, Boys and Girls Club. Oh, he had all kinds of good stuff today. One was a thank you to Quinn Bromley for coming to Topeka and helping with the Youth of the Year panel. Our Youth of the Year did great up there, did wonderful, and thanks for everybody that supported him. Thank you to everyone that came out and helped and organized the first Kick Butt program they did. They went out to the park, and they mapped out where all the butts were in the park and cleaned them up and kind of could tell where they were all coming from, and it was an eye-opening thing for the kids, but they loved it, and they got to clean up. So
very cool.
That was cool. Kiwanis right now is doing their annual fundraiser. It's the senior students yard sign. So basically you can help sponsor a senior to have a yard sign for graduation and everything in their yard. So we need to do that for my son. I should do that. and then Walmart just presented a check to Boys and Girls Club for the Shop with the Cop program, and that was worth $2,500. So that was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, that was a very cool event that I remember, you know, not necessarily being a part of, but covering as best as we could, trying to get it out there. And I'm glad it went off with a great success.
So. Yeah, it's a huge event here in Coffeyville. Dillon Oter Community State Bank, they have a Relay for Life bake sale coming up April 18th and the 19th. And then coming up this Saturday, Ducks Unlimited is having a hunter party out at Cedar Bluff Camp. So you can give Dillon a call and find out more about that. Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec, it is sign-up time for youth baseball and softball. Clear up until April 5th for sign-ups, as well as tumbling classes. And then this is always fun. They're getting ready for their annual fishing derby. They've been doing it, I think she said, 20-some years.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really fun event, but it's April 28th, and more details will be coming soon. It's a free event, too. So all kids, probably even some adults, they'll need helpers to come out and do some fishing.
Yeah, it's crazy how much their schedule of events just picks up like nuts when the weather gets a little bit nicer. Obviously, they do things in the winter months as well, but yeah, it's crazy how once the weather gets going, and I think we speak with the Rec Commission tomorrow as well, whether it's Jamie or whoever, we'll try and get a little bit more information on those too.
Yeah, so many events all the time. So, Jerry Hammerschmidt from Equity Bank, so they're doing their annual Donate to a Cause. You can come in and open up an account, and they donate $25 to an annual cause, to a local cause here. That's pretty neat. Joe Hamby from Salvation Army, they are doing their annual salad luncheon on April 9th. It's only $5. Very yummy. I mean, they literally have like 30 different types of salads.
Gotta love it.
Vixens. And then Joe Brooks just said a reminder that they're still taking registrations for this summer camp. Kim Maxson from The Yoke. So they have steak night that they brought back. It's every other Friday, and they've got ribeyes and Casey strips, and they're really, really good. Mm. And then on the off Fridays, on the other Fridays, they're doing an Italian night.
Nice.
We used to have an Italian place. I think it was before you were here.
Yeah, I don't ever remember there being one.
Yeah. They lasted not quite a year. It didn't last very long. But people really liked it. And so they wanted to do Italian night so people could have some yummy Italian food.
There's an open market. People want it. So might as well take advantage of it.
Perfect. So every Friday, I mean, you either got steak or you got Italian night. Good stuff there.
Yeah, and it's a great atmosphere. It really
is.
You know, it says bar and grill, and that might deter you, but it's really welcoming to everybody.
Oh, yes.
You know,
kids are in there all the time now. I see, you know, they even have a kids night. My kid goes there for cheap.
And they're doing a whole lot with it. I can't remember what it was. It was like 2 or 3 months ago when we were in there for the basketball breakfast. Mm. They have this huge meeting area in the back now that I don't know. Do they use it officially? Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, we've had meetings in there, and then your catering is right there, so it's nice.
Yeah, it's a very cool place. Yeah. Very cool place.
Right beside it is also their place. It's the Rustic Glow. They've got new items in, but it's tan season because prom season is coming up. So everybody's trying to get their tans in, and they do spray tanning. So that's kind of handy right here. And then Kim just wanted a reminder that the Street Drags is coming up on April 27th. So that's always brings in a lot of people here to Coffeyville, a big fun event all day, street vendors, food vendors. All kinds of stuff.
Man, I can't believe that's already coming back. I remember it was one of the first things that I did when I took over AM 690 because I did the 98.1 for a long, long time. And then it was like one of my first interviews was Trey talking about it, you know, and he was getting it all together, and he was in here with his car guy or whichever, and I saw some pictures and went out there for just a little bit of during the afternoon. What a fun event. What
it
a great
fun.
Event.
And there's a lot more people than you think. I mean, I was just thinking a handful of people, but...
And I'm by no means a car savvy person, but it's very impressive to go and see the, you know, the hoods popped up, check out the cars, the motors, everything, and then the kids as well. They have a lot of interactive things for the kids.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've tried to make it to where you can actually be there for a little while and have some fun. So, Leanne Eggers from Public Library, bake sale, or not bake sale, the book sale.
A little
food
different.
Food is on my mind, you know. I'm all about that bake sale. That's coming up April 25th through the 27th. And then they're bringing back the Riders on the Orphan Train, and that is a storytelling. They did it a couple years ago, and it was really popular, so that'll be April 9th. Alicia Yates from Printing Center, NATO Alley. So they just started offering a new line of promo products. So if you need to get mugs or pins or hats or, you know, whatever it is that you need to get your name on and for marketing, they now carry all that stuff. And she's got a brand new book that had everything you can imagine in it. So actually, I'm good about stealing other ideas. I'm really good about, you know, why recreate the wheel. But if I would think about something creative, I mean, they'll do it. And I like places that are like that. Yep. They're like, whatever you want to put your name on, we'll find a way to put it on there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, and things as well that I take away from that type of process and thinking and creative processes, it's not, I don't necessarily want to call it copying or anything like that, but at the same time, take either my idea, you can use my idea, or I'll use yours, and let's evolve it, or let's put my ideas, let's apply my ideas as
make
well.
Make it personal,
because,
put a spin on it.
Yeah. Put your own, application towards it, and it's not changing it. It's not, you'll still get credit for it, but maybe I have a couple of ideas that I want to add myself, so I never really see it like that, and I do the same thing myself, so.
Today at Sonic, it is 50 Cent Corn Dog Day, and also, if you have the app, it's half-price drinks and slushies, and if you've got the app, I keep forgetting to do this, but I know some people that live by it. You can order your food ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to sit there at the window, and you just order it ahead of time, pull up, and they'll have it ready for you.
And I think, I can't remember what it may have been a coupon that we used, because my girlfriend's got the app, and you know how there's discounts during happy hour or whichever? Uh-huh. I think the discounts still carry over when you use the app. So if you use the app, then you get certain discounts comparatively, so you don't have to wait for that window, like what is it, 2 to 4 or whichever for the happy hour. So it's cool.
Pretty
it really is.
That's pretty handy. Anne Marie from Liebert's, their HVAC special is still going on right now. Give them a call and they'll come out and service. New spring items are in. And then also something that they do that we kind of related to being at the fire department today, they will have somebody come out and inspect your house for electrical safety. And a lot of times there's things wired wrong, or, you know, the person before you tried to hook something up and didn't know what they were doing.
That happens more than you think.
And actually, there's been a lot of fires this year, and they said a lot of them have been due to some faulty wiring or faulty, you know, space heaters, things like that. So they'll come out and kind of check it out for you.
Well, yeah, you hit a good point there, because it's, you know, they're older model homes, and sometimes, you know, the original model, the original wiring, and sometimes, you know, sometimes individuals get in there and they put on their hard hat and they think that they're an electrician and an engineer, and they try and make their own make their own changes and their own quick fixes, which is really all they are, is a quick fix.
Yeah.
So if you want something more sturdy, I would certainly have it inspected.
It's going to be safe that way. It's really good. And then Anne-Marie also put on her city hat, so tonight is the State of the City address, 6 p.m. at the CCC Theater. I'll be there helping to sponsor it, and it's great that they're going to do this now, so that the public knows what they've been doing and what their goals are for next year and what's happening.
Well, and also I think people need to get excited about what's about to come as well, because there's a lot going on here in Coffeyville that if you don't know about, you really should know about.
Right.
So.
Exactly. So. Nicole Schwartz-Eck, First United Methodist, now that it is getting warmer, just a reminder that they just built a new playground there just, a couple years ago, I think it was, and just a reminder that it's open to the public. So if you want to play safe, enclosed in, right downtown, you can stop by there and take advantage of that.
Great.
Simply Southern, she just had, this is kind of neat, they have these new things in called hymnal bracelets. They're made out of hymnal paper. So actual from a, you know, the...
Just a piece of paper. I mean, the hymnal
paper. It's
got the
songs on it and the verses and everything else and neat stuff. They're always coming up with neat things that they bring
creative.
In. So stop on in there. Kathy Hetty from Windsor Place. Thanks to everybody that participated in the mixed match sock day. We tried that. It was fun. But they're doing more and more events like this in the community, just trying to get their residents involved with stuff in the community and just bringing everybody in and do something positive. So it was a lot of fun. Go out to their Facebook page and you can find out about their next event. And then they also wanted to thank everybody that helped donate the 150th calendars. All the residents got one. And she said they're just every day, like pulling them open and looking at the pictures and going, oh, do you remember that? And oh, I love this. And so it's pretty neat. So.
Well, that was the thing. Yeah, it's probably nostalgic for
it
a
is
lot
very
to look back,
them.
Whether it's mm-hmm. a picture that they, you know, actually experienced the time or just before the time or whichever. Yeah, it's probably very nostalgic in a lot of cases.
Yeah,
so.
It is. It's really nice. And then just a reminder that the Bark for Life is June 1st from 9 to 11:30. More details coming on that as well. Couple last announcements. Save the date, April 27th. We're going to have a legislative coffee. The chamber's hosting that, and we're bringing in some state representatives, senators. This is the chance for the public to not only hear what's going on in Topeka right now, but what do you want our legislators to know? How can they fight for us here in Coffeyville? This is your chance to let them know your concerns and thoughts and ideas, and that's what they're going to be there for that day.
Yeah, so. And we try and check in with them as best as we can. It's usually every Friday morning that we switch in, switch out of mm-hmm. The representatives and senators that represent us down here. And they do as best as they can in the 15 minutes that we are provided. But really, there is so much information. And then not only that, but this is a great opportunity, like you had mentioned, to voice your concerns, whether mm-hmm. it's a concern or maybe it's actual, you know, support or backing
right.
or saying, hey, you know, I appreciate what you have done so far. It's a great way to do it. So when's it? April, what is it?
April 27th. It'll be at 9 a.m. at the Sleep Inn. So it'll be a Saturday morning. So some positive things going on. Just wanted to always, I'm always wanting to share the positive things because there's so many good things here in Coffeyville and we just sometimes get in a rut. But new businesses coming in downtown to Coffeyville. Some of them are brand new and some of them are current businesses here in Coffeyville that decided they'd move back downtown to bring some vitality back. Love that. I love that we're just starting to grow this little area down here again. So that's coming up. Some other positive things is I heard last night that sales tax is still up. It went up a few months ago and it's been continuing to grow. So our sales taxes are up. Crime rates are actually down. So just some positive things that happening here in Coffeyville that I love to hear about. So
well, I appreciate the effort as well because, again, it sometimes starts with a group or even one individual, such as the Reawakening and the efforts that go to beautifying mm-hmm. the downtown area. But, you know, what a stand-up move by businesses as well to go back to that area because it is a pretty area. It's a beautiful area, but the one thing that it's missing is a downtown, the action, the businesses, the people.
The hustle
you
and
know?
The bustle.
Exactly. And like you said as well, there's efforts being made to clean it up, to mm-hmm. pretty, you know, make it look a little bit more pretty as if it already doesn't. I mean, the downtown plaza area is gorgeous.
It's really looking good.
It really does. So I am very encouraged to hear that businesses are making that effort. And then speaking with Max Tricia Purton on Monday, she said we do have a couple of other businesses on their way as in the preliminary stages.
They're working on the details, and I'm just so excited.
Gotta love
that.
I
see it growing. So, and then the last things, I just always like to remind everybody that you can either jump on our website to find out about events coming up here in Coffeyville or call me and get on our email list. We're constantly sending out emails about what's happening in the community, how to get involved, changes, updates, you name it. So give me a call. I can put you on our email list or, like I said, check out our calendar. So.
Again, that is Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, letting us know some save the dates throughout the summer as well as all of the latest that happened at the CNN morning, CNN meeting this morning. And I'm glad to hear that it's getting more and more populated, too, you know, the CNN meetings a little bit
So. It's warm weather, I think, helps bring people out. So more and more people are getting involved and coming out and visiting with us. So
again, that is Chamber Director Candy Westbrook. I can't believe it, but we're through the month of March, so we'll do this on next Wednesday
in
April.
April.
All right. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.